for joining me here today on Hello from Heaven. I'm your hostess, LaDonna Crawford. Today's episode is called I Love You, Goodbye. Yes, you heard me right. I Love You, Goodbye. Over the years, I've, like a lot of us here today, I've suffered and trying to decide it was time to walk away from a relationship or friendship, you know, platonic or otherwise. And what we tend to do, I think most of us, generally speaking, we look for signs that it's time to go. We're not talking about the glaring ones, the red flags, like the physical violence or the emotional abuse or, you know, things of that nature. Those are obvious. But they're oftentimes, those things are not taking place in relationships, hopefully. We're talking about normal, whatever that is, so-called normal relationships without the physical violence or emotional abuse. The ones where you've been in for a while or, you know, and things have changed a lot and it's gotten to the point where you feel like it's really over. However, no one wants to do it, to say it, of course. Want to hurt the other one's feelings. So that you guys just stay together because you're familiar with one another, you know, and you've gotten to love and care for one another. But something has changed. And it could be in a lot of things. Sometimes we change ourselves. You know, the people involved or one or both of them change. And let's face it, nothing lasts forever. You know, we should be just pretty much grateful for the time that we do have, you know, to share with someone else in our life. You know, and not actually, it's good if it lasts long time. But it, not always. Sometimes, you know, you have a certain amount of time to be with a person. And then it's time to move forward. And so, I recently made a decision that I had to walk away from someone I cared about a lot. And there was no glaring, you know, problems, no yelling, screaming, or, you know, physical or emotional, well, emotional violence. A lot of times, it's not what is going on, it's what's not going on, too. I felt like I wasn't appreciated anymore, and I don't know, you know, that probably looks different for everyone, but it got to the point where I felt like I was the only one in the relationship, basically. You know, the only time that we communicated was when I was reaching out to communicate. And then there were times when I reached out to communicate and no one reached back. And it just, you know, there were just, the other person seemed to be a bit distant from me. There were times I actually felt like they were outright just avoided me at times. And we actually spoke about that at least a couple of times. Mind you, this person knows me pretty good, I guess you could say, pretty well. We were good friends. The only platonic, just good friends. And I'm a very open person. I believe in communication, you know. And that's the only way to deal with the person, you know, to communicate with them. And we would communicate. I would let them know how I felt about things. And the funny thing is, they already knew. And that troubled me a lot because if you know that you're, you know, hurting your friend and you're doing it, it's not a good sign. I don't get. I know, and I don't want to get that, you know. I don't want to get to the point where that's acceptable. Because that conversation actually took place, you know, and they acknowledged that I was not just paranoid, you know, or, you know, it was really happening. And I didn't ask why. I think they told me they didn't know why, which is, I don't know if that's, you know, what that's about. So, here's the thing. After a certain point, I mean, at a point in my life, because I'm older, you know, I have to make my relationships count. You know, everything I do needs to count nowadays. And I no longer wait for the, you know, something to happen terrible so that I can say, oh, see, it's time. That's it right there. That's a no-no. And here's the thing, and I'm talking, and the message is for you all here. We tend to wait until it's really, something really bad happens, or until we're just so worn out or down, you know, with someone, with our friends, loved ones, whatever, before we said, okay, wait, it's enough. You know, maybe they don't want to hurt your feelings and say it, you know. So, it's okay, though. You, at some point, you need to look out for your feelings, your emotional, mental health. If someone is hurting you emotionally, and, of course, you discuss it with them more than one time, okay, then you have to say, listen, maybe, you know, they don't care as much anymore or whatever, but the bottom line is, I don't like this. It doesn't seem to be changing. It doesn't seem to be going to change. So I can't change that person. And I need to change myself, how I react or interact with the person. So at this point, me and all those of you who are experiencing this, I decided, you know, I'll just pull back. I'll step back, you know, no conversation needed, no voicing, no nothing. Just pull back. And here's the thing, if you pull back, or when you pull back, and they don't come forward, or screech out and say, what's going on, what's wrong, you know, they see it, they understand it, quite obvious that they know that you're pulling back, you know, way. And if they don't come to you and be concerned about it, then just stay where you're at. Don't move forward. Don't do anything. If they're not concerned about that, then you're probably doing the right thing. Maybe that's what they want. They didn't want to do it themselves. I don't know. But I know that, you know, I didn't make an announcement or, like I said, there was no fight, no angry words said, nothing. I just gradually just pulled back, gave them space. And in that space, I'd see if they were pursuing the relationship, wanting to see if it was going to be okay, if I was okay, and letting me know, you know, whatever it was that they, you know, wanted to tell me about things, us. And so, meantime, they didn't do it. And I'm like, okay, you know, ego. People have egos. A lot of times, our ego gets us in so much trouble, you know. But it could possibly be an age thing here. Two different age groups, you know. And it could be that, you know, they don't know how. So, I care for my friend, of course. I love my friend. I don't know if my friend loves me, care for me anymore. But I'm okay, you know, if they want to come to me and say, hey, listen, you know, I miss you. I don't know what happened. And I know that I've been, you know, distant. And I'm willing to listen, you know, everything. But I don't want to do the yo-yo thing either. Friends, you know, you don't go back and forth with friends or anything at this point in my life. So, my message to those of you who are listening, if you are yourself or you know someone is going to listen to this podcast, if, you know, friendship is a two-way street on any level, whatever type of friendship you have, if you feel like you're doing much, much more than the other one, it's okay. Sometimes things happen. Sometimes they're not up to it, or things are going on in your life. Sometimes things are going on in your life, and that's understandable. But when you start feeling like they're pulling away, and they're not reachable, and it's like avoid you at times, and then you discuss this, and then they actually talk to you and say, "Yes, I'm aware that I, you know, I could do more," and I'm not. Well, wow, I'm okay. That tells me a lot. It's like, you know this, and it's okay with you. So that, you know, but that's not actually a friendship, because you can only pull away so much in a friendship, and then there's nothing there. You know, when you could put so much space between you and your friend, or whomever, if it's the lover, then there's nothing there for space. What is that about? You know, that means you're on this end, you're on that end, they're on that end, you're alone, you're without them. So, that's my, it's not very long, but my nice and short to the point episode today. It's called I Love You, Goodbye. It's when you don't wait until a tragedy happens or a big fight, you know, or something terrible happens. You know, you don't always have to do that. When you mature, you know, when you grow and you realize, hey, you know, you don't have to be mad when you walk away, if you have to walk away or go, you know. I have a friend, God rest his soul, he used to say, hey, don't go away, man, just go away. You know, don't walk away, man, just walk away. And I get it. I understand. Yeah, you don't have to. We think we have to be mad. You know, that's the norm. You know, and then that's the worst time, actually, to make a decision. Because you're making it. You're angry. And you're not thinking. And you're going to regret it. And I was told that by my mother, you know. Of course, God rest her soul. That do not end a relationship of any kind when you're angry. You know. So, okay, everybody. Go ahead and enjoy this beautiful day. A really nice day today. No rain. It wasn't terribly cold. Sun was out. So, I hope everybody's enjoying this weather and this day. Go out and have a good time. Be good to yourself today. Be good to someone else. Call someone else. Call your friends. The ones that you care about. Call your friends. Please, and say hi, you know, text them something, just let them know you're still there and you still care, okay? And I'm going to end you with this. I'm just going to say Jesus loves you, even if you don't know him or love him. He's just waiting for you to pursue him. Okay, everybody. Peace.